in Siman Tov Reis Sama Zayin, we did the sip. We didn't do the Shaburis, finish with Shaburis yet. Well, Shaburis had come again. Okay, so the minig is not to use the Noi Sukkah until after Motzei Shabbos. In the case where it was Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, so not only are the Noi Sukkah Asur on Tishi, but also Asur on the 10th day, as it were, which would be Chav Dalad Tishrei, Timothy Shabbos. Now, why is that? The Chim of the Yom Tov Asur, since you could not use it on the 2 days before days of Yom Tov, Mistavik B'Shabbos, if you're then going to use it on Shabbos, Mikri Achor, it comes out that Yom Tov generated something which Shabbos is using because of Yom Tov. That itself is also. Now, after the Leibor, the idea, El Shinogu came, Lamidina. Could be the Ramor is not necessarily giving his, Mechaber is not giving his stamp of approval that is correct to do that. He's saying this is the Minig. It says Noigim, language is Noigim, the custom is not. Shagam, Matos is Tomo the Minig. Matos raises the question, why should this be the Minig? Matos is in Bayo. And then he went over here, Yesh Matirim. We said before that that's the main psak, is like the Yesh Matirim. So he's not over here bringing the minig as a stamp of approval, just stating a fact. Some people have such a minig. Dal of Yesh Matirim. The base of Tom Nestor. What's going to be the issue? Even Shulam the Bishabas Yom Tov Hain Kichad the Hakam along the Shnei Kedushas Hain. We don't hold it's one. So if you would hold it's one, so if it's also on Shabbos, Yom Tov remains also going to the Shabbos. But that's not true. So what are we left with? Even Shulam Achana, Achana Yeshkan. Where's the Achana? Like he said before in Tov Reis Samachay. That there's no Maisa being involved in the Hakona, that doesn't go into the Shabbachon. Kvar Hayba, I love the Nasav and Maisa, and the Shabbat said before, it's of cotton hay. Tovers on the case of cotton hay. So that's the same argument over here we have in regards to the Esther and the ninth day. Even it came out to be the day after Shabbos. The same thing will be over here on day 10 of specifically the Noi Sukkah. Okay. Then he said, the Ramos said, they will leave the Sukkah. They said he wrote soon. Did we do the Ramos? Yeah. Right. Then you can't be making the Yom Tov, the Tzarech L'Yom Tov. So you can't prepare on Shmini Atzeres for the following night, the night of Simchas Torah. So you can't do that on the on the Yom Tov. Okay. The Savachalu, the maybe since Simchas Torah is really chol. So you're doing work on Yom Tov the following day, which is not really Yom Tov. That there's an issue of doing Yom Tov work from one day Yom Tov to the next. Now there's no malach involved in carrying wine. You can't carry wine on one day Yom Tov for the next. Now, it'd be very difficult to get wine at night time. You can bring wine or water. You have to bring it earlier in the day. Now, why is that? Because this way it's not obvious. Maybe you will be coming here for today. So it's not obvious that you're bringing it to Tzarech HaLayla. In general, transporting these items, a person should do it with the Shema. So you don't put it into the basket, you carry them. You have a few bottles, instead of putting it into the basket, which we know. then you carry them one at a time, or two at a time, etc.
Many people speak about the seriousness, the severity, the evil of the
okay. From welcome to Tsarko, Elon Rayal the Hatter. Even if we're going to be let that was Miyamtiv, Liyamtiv, you cannot then extend it to Miyamtiv Lachel. Since the Maaseh is going to need this wine for the purpose of Kiddush, so we're Mako, but this subterfuge. But to bring it for weekday to have, because you want to have something weekday, so listen, we'll bring it earlier in the day, it won't be obvious. We worm out to that.
It will inevitably
come out. If you can't make the beds on Shabbos to use for the weekday. Right? Even though you could argue, I might use it on Yom Tov, or the case, this case over there, Shabbos, I might use it on Shabbos, but you're not planning to. See, it's not obvious, but that's your kavanah is for afterwards, so that's awesome. Okay. Now, v'chid also l'chabes a sefer mitzvah mishabes to Yom Tov. In a case where Yom Tov is Motzei Shabbos, you can't roll the sefer Torah on Shabbos for the following night. You don't have the sefer Torah, but perosh sheyigur by Yom Tov. Also mishabes shuerev Yom Tov. So you cannot do that on Shabbos for the following night for Yom Tov. You can't do it from one day Yom Tov to the next. Take all the shartzin and Zion. I'm a shari tshuva. So who I did me Yom Tov the Shabbos. So he says the same way you cannot roll from Shabbos to Yom Tov, you cannot roll me Yom Tov the Shabbos. So I can't go Yom Tov morning, Friday morning, after I finish davening and roll the Zimitar to have it ready for Shabbos, where I'm going to land on Shabbos. So this scenario where it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, I can't roll the Sefer Torah from Sefer Bracha to Bereishis to have it available to the next morning. Okay? So he tells you that that's a Shari Tshuva. And he's Ein Chushuk Kibager. So what's the issue over here? Kreger brings two arguments. He says, if we hold it to Osir, even if we make an after Shilin, it's going to be Osir. Because, you made after Shilin, you're not prepared for Yantar the Shabbos. After Shilin allows Sarki Achila, Yantar the Shabbos. After Shilin does not allow you to do other Tzrochim, Yantar the Shabbos. So rolling the Sefer Torah is not a Sarki Achila. So therefore, we're able to roll it. Alternatively, he has it said, if I recall correctly,
in one negative word somewhere,
he's trying to argue that it is moderate, because the Mishabura before, in Simon Shin Bay, he's been talking about folding the talus. He said, you're allowed to fold the talus from Yom Kippur to Shabbos because of the Eretz Shilin. And then he had a bite at Sad.
Fold it on the creases or something?
Right, so the. Right.
Now, I like how he said.
How would that feel?
They answered it. There was in a case where you're allowed to do it on Shabbos for itself. So, a case in Shabbos, you're allowed to do it for itself. A case where it's. I would get this wrong. It's one person doing it, and it's an older baggage, and it's not white, and you need it again for Shabbos, you're allowed to fold it on the fold. I think that's right. Right? Or maybe it's the opposite, but there's a case, you're allowed to fold it on. So what about from Shabbos to Yom-tif? Or Yom-tif to Shabbos? So he said over there that the heirs of Shilin would create a hat to allow you to do it from Yom-tif to Shabbos. Ah, it's not Tzarech Achila. So it seems to be a contradiction over here. But Gregor even had the time to say, even without an heir of Shilin, it's not Tzarech Achila.
We think it's like a lush hara, and then it's like a neutral, right? But none of us kind of proactively train ourselves to be lush hara.
I remember his logic. I remember he says entertain such a possibility. And that's what Kerrigan is sending you to. Vav, Sivkot, and Mishim Sivkot, Vav, and Chedos Alhamid. You can't set up the Shulchanis and some Solon, Bishab, and Tzarech Alayla, Tavi Acham. Now, Eskima Akraid, and the Davka, the Sajjan, the Hainal, the Niyach, the Tavol, the Reglaim, the Vilna, the Miyasukah, the Bais, is Mut. So the Chayanim over here says, we saw before that you're allowed to bring the Kalim in. On day 8, after you finished towards the evening, you're allowed to bring the items into the house. But it was a kelim mimeno min a milchul amal masakan zabayis chobi yom tivach. So you're allowed to prepare on day 8 for day 9. Right. So who I did. We're going to allow you to bring the tables inside. So now the tables are made of two parts. There was the feet, and there was the piece of wood which went on top. They're tables which they moved. The way they moved them is they're made out of two parts. So they can move the feet in and out of the door, and the board in and out of the door independently. She says, I can bring them inside, but I can't set them up. Put the board on top of the feet. That's awesome. The bringing inside is mutter. So what's the he says the Chayyim agreed to this point. This point really is a Chayyim. So he says that you see from the fact that before we allow you to bring items inside. Now here we say you can't. You can't set them up. But this is only if the process is completed. If you do one of the steps in the process, and the end of the process will not be done until the Lila, it does not go into this rechon.
You're just going to rearrange them. You're going to bring it in from the.
You're bringing it inside. Tonight you'll put the boards on top of the feet. You don't set up the tables. If you need to set it up, it should look matched inside, or because you're going to use them, obviously that's mutter. Right? So, but this point of the Chayyavim is a very important point. That this is from a chana from one day to the next, or from Shabbos the Yom Tov, in a case where I could do a process which is not the end of the process, this is just a step in the process, as long as I don't say I'm doing it with Tzarech HaLaila, it's mutter. Except for this, also some person can say, I think we discussed this, taking refrigerators out of the freezer, taking food out of the freezer on the first day, so when it comes the night time you have some of the frozen food. So the person shall to this guy over. That since the process, the full process of preparing for Lila would have been taking it out, defrosting it, and then cooking it or warming it up. I'm not doing the full process. I'm just doing the step before the full process. So according to the Chayonim, that's how you understand the halacha of the Shulchan. Well, I'll do the first step. I do it earlier on. So it's not obviously I'm doing it for Lila, and I don't say explicitly I'm doing it for Lila. So I didn't complete the process this month. So be more than do that. Every simple one is loss of Yom Tov. Most of the people are matter based on this chayot. There is a Mishnah here quotes an Orach Hashulchan that if the action of bringing inside, which is the most logical way to put everything down, is to just set up a table. That's mutter.
Based on space.
Right. You know, just the natural thing would be you put the legs out, put the board on top. Maybe that's, it doesn't say look like a chalav b'klal. That's going to be mutter. Okay. Simon Tofrei Samachis. Say the Tfilas Leil Shemini B'Yom. The Tfilas of Shemini Atzer. Leil Shemini Omer V'Tfilah V'Sid Delano V'Siyom Shemini Chagav Atzer V'Sazer. That's a message that many of us have. There are other Nuskos out there. This is a Gemara in Sukkah that you have to eat. However, you don't say bracha, that would be a steer to the Yom Tov, and you say Shechionu, Kiddush and Shechionu for the day of Shemini Atzeres.
Why? Because that actually.
Okay, so the Mishabura Aleph.
You see the
brick. Leo. It's happiness. It's happiness. It's happiness. It's happiness. It's happiness. You're not supposed to eat a meal close to Yom Tov from the time of the Lamala, because you should be able to eat the Lila, the Tayyab. Because that was some tough test of Aleph Bagdol. Because Yoko, the Lila, the Tayyab. If you should eat the Sudas Yom Tov, with appetite.
Where are you just reading?
We should press the canal. People are enjoy themselves at the end of the sukkah. They want to chop around in the sukkah, and they have a big party, and they come to the night time, they're not able to eat. So this man, I'm in the Minchat Tan Lamala. Mishra pointed out before, it really means a half an hour before Minchat Tan. So if you argue Minchat Tan is 2.5 hours before nightfall, it means starting from 3 hours before nightfall, nighttime, before Shkia for our purposes, you really would not be starting a meal. Three hours shows money.
So like this time of year, you really shouldn't wash Erev Shabbos, like for lunch? But it's not the same concern.
If you're eating lunch at 12, 1 o'clock, you're okay.
Right, I guess you're still okay. Yeah.
Right, the Shkia is about 4:45. So, Shmatan is the equivalent of, let's say, if you use the earlier Zman, right now Shah Zmani is 47 minutes. So, 2.5 hours is 94 plus 23 is 97. It's less than 2 hours. Time. So, by 2:45, let's say, you have to stop. Fine. I remember Tvila, you say Shmini, Yerm Shmini Chagot Zerzes. V'im Shachav Amres Yerm Chagot Zerzes. Bokar Raglo V'im Tzarek Lachzer. The person by mistake said Yerm Chagot Zerzes. See, if you did not finish one Esther yet, you definitely go back and correct yourself. Okay? If you're ready, finish the whole Shmoneh Esrei. Yesh Tehas Ben Achron. To go back and to correct yourself in that situation. Simuch like this. I'm Shari Chuba Mechayodim Klal Chavches Din Tezvo. He sent you over here to look over here in the Shari Chuba and the Chayodim. He does not tell you what to do. It's a very not helpful Mishavura. So the Shari Tshuva, now the Ein Birka Yosef is Shem Yosef is in our Shari Tshuva, it's the second to last line. A few lines is Dan, about five words in. Vine Bereish Yud Aleph.
Vine Bailey Rabbah. There?
No, down.
Down. He said, oh, last two. Vine Bereish Yosef Hashem.
The Beis Yaakov. Vine Bereish Yosef Hashem Beis Yaakov. The Mishnah Torah Tzilas Arba Shalel Shmini Atzeres. So Omer Esyam Chagas the Kosis Zeh. Look around. Go get some Bidi Yevon. So Beis Yaakov. Chuvas Beis Yaakov. I'm Ricky Yosef. Ricky Yosef Chalak. Love Baby Rai is only Yotzum of Zion. So he says, you're not Yotzum. So what's his argument? There is a place in the Torah. The Torah refers to the eighth day is part of the Yom Tov Sukkos. Parshas Amor does not mention the word anywhere about Shmini Atzeres anywhere. It talks about Yom Tov Sukkos. It says, "But Yom Hashmini, you do X." So Yom Hashmini is part. Something is part of the Yom Tov. In Parshas Pinchas, it is presented as a separate Yom Tov. So therefore, the Beis Yaakov says, "You're Yotzeh." Zok the Birka Yosef, no. The body, however, Chagas Sukkos, a Sukkos Mamish Niskamim Lo Shmini Atzeres. Even though the Ashul the Tzichel B'Chagas, even though it's included in Chagas Sukkos, it's not what you meant. Right. The Gemara should come around Hashem Betzila Al Chagas Sukkos Mamish Niskam. So your intent was Sukkos and not Shmini Atzeres, so the Frina Yotze. Even though the words theoretically should fit. So that is that's so the Shari Tshuva himself also is not very helpful. Space Yehuda, I'm sorry, not Space Yehuda. Space Yehuda. Also the Yotze. Okay. Nobody decides over here. The Mishavur doesn't decide. The Shari Tshuva doesn't decide. The Chayyadim doesn't decide either. A lot of people know you don't go back. But since it's a real issue, it's better to stay away from it. Now, no, Charlotte, if you could go back, you should go back. You know, at the point where you're able to go back, you haven't finished a bracha yet, you go back and correct it. Okay, so what's...
Meaning before you stepped out of Shmoneh Esrei, right?
Well, right now, you didn't finish the bracha.
You didn't finish that specific bracha.
Right.
Okay. Same bracha, right?
Okay, Gimbal. Shmini Chagot Tzeres is it. So usually when people ask me the shaila, I pass them, but they don't go back. Shmini Chag Atzer says, "I'm from Prima Gadim. She is Shlomer Atzer is Beloy Hey. I'm in the Shmini. Yerm Hashmini Chag Atzer says that. When the Mishmar brings from Prima Gadim, you should say without a Hey. Yerm Shmini Chag Atzer says that. Okay. Minei Rishal Vataz Kosu. She is Shlomer Shmini Atzer is Chag Atzer. That's what the Nusach Svard is. Yerm Shmini Atzer is Chag Atzer. Chag Atzer." So, which is Nusach Ashkenaz is Yom Shmini Chagoser. So, in regards to the hay, it seems to be in this gab what we do say about the hay, not like this Prima God. Comes along the Rambam, the Rambam says, we don't say Chag. So, we just say, according to the Rambam, we just say Yom Shmini Atzeres. So the Mishabura succumbed Dalit. Kamar Kredim Hisigu Alzeb. There's many Kredim who argue on this point. Hebrew Rudai Shun Atzeres Mikachag, Alkane Lutus Mimasha Kosam Machab. So many of the mice is like the Machabra, we say Chag. And they realize it is called a Chag. Now, the chutzlords, you eat in the sukkah night, daytime and nighttime. Abul Akhir shall ochlu shudosim b'yom. You mean a garden shift turn in the sukkah v'yashem b'batei. You say goodbye to the sukkah after the meal. Suppose, let's say, during the rest of Yom Tov, where you would hang out in the sukkah. So this is what we do on Shmini Atzeres. After the meal is over, you go inside the house. That's told me you're not eating. If you need to eat, you need, whoever's chayim in sukkah, you be chayim in the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres.
So should you wait to say goodbye to the sukkah until right before Ben Shmashas, or should you say it?
No, he said do it right away.
Do it right away.
Unless you're going to eat again, so that you would have to go to the sukkah and say goodbye then.
I'm saying, yeah, maybe a person doesn't know, but I guess he's still.
Because the mice has a din of Sabbat Shmi, like every Yom Tov. At times they have a kind of Sinam in the Sukkah, can they shimma Sukkah, can they shimma Sukkah? So the same way you sleep in the Sukkah the first 7 nights, because that's a mitzvah, this is Sabbat Shmi. You need to sleep in the Sukkah. However, the Yeshua Yachadim is something that ain't the dilution of Sukkah Mishmini Atzeres. Lobby Yom Lobby Lai. The Oyster Sukkah. Because that's making it like it's not Yom Tov, like it's still the Chava Moed. I said, why are you eating there? You should be Gabi Achila Lom Minker. Sometimes a person eats out the porch. Or he eats out on he has a canopy and likes to enjoy the shade. It's not obvious. You're sitting in the sukkah and eating, that you're doing the shemitzah. So even though we're doing it because of the suffix, in the same way, we need to be sensitive to the covenant of the eighth day and not called the seventh day, which is a call, or they have call. So I'm not. I read in there. I'm eating. I want to eat there. Hashem gave the shame of it sleeping. Why would people sleep out? Therefore, the minigalim is not to sleep. Even if a person is a makman, the whole six, seven days to sleep in the sukkah, the night of the eighth, he doesn't sleep. That's interesting. He says by daytime, not either. By daytime, the way I understood it, by nighttime, here it gets someone's, it's cold, whatever it is, why am I sleeping on the sukkah? on the night of Shemitah Tzeres, unless it's a Tzarech Mitzvah. Daytime, it's a pleasant day out. A person might, you know, take a rest on the porch. So over there, I think that, you know, my understanding is you should sleep in the Shemitah by day. If it's, you know, if
it's nice.
Now, that's a question of Shemitah from the end of Shemitah Mitzvahs. You're a Sukkah, but Shemitah Tzeres. According to the ones that you don't sleep there,
you're privy to one special quote of the whole year. Every day, three times a
Shemitah. Uh-huh. So we'll see the Shartin and Zion. According to them, who Yeshemitah was in the 8th earth of Paris, who was in Pas, Pas, and Gebeya, the Sukkah. Whatever's not Vare, Chayim, and Sukkah, we don't eat in the Sukkah. What is that truly Chayim and Sukkah? Kol Shadavar, Kol Dabar, Shayin Sukkah, Merkel, Abirka, Lesha, and Sukkah, Vishar Yemea, Sukkah, and Achlo, Mashukkah, and Vashin Yatsen. So we don't want to do anything which looks like you're trying to make a Sukkah stick. Why are you eating Paris in the Sukkah? So if you have to, you have to. If you don't have to, why are you doing it? Stay inside. We issue kilomers that some people are not mocking around that issue. They allow you to eat Paris in the Sukkah. Emistab. Mechilas Paris, Chigavna, Dabar, Mashayim, Chigavna, Mitzaladin. Yechalas, Mashayim, Atzeres, Kamashi, Yerz, and Vais, and Mesukkah. They don't affect you one way or the other. You're not making any statement of attitude of what it is.
So now if you're going to ask,
by putting it in one place or the other.
Where do you find this with that in the Torah? Well, the Torah, the most thing that's for sure. I don't see any explicit sense of the Torah telling me to have to
do this. No, let's do the finish off the Shabbos and look at some of the Shartzians. Ve'en Revorchen, you don't make a leish. The Kimmel Yom Shemina Tzeres, so since the Maizid is also the 8th day, you have to let the Baruchim B'Sukkah, the Kashadol, you can't make a bracha on the Sukkah, then you must steer him. Yom Sukkah, who? Shemina Tzeres. Yom Shemina Tzeres, who? Yom Sukkah, who? You can't make a bracha of Kiddush, right? Right? That the Bershom gave us, Yom Shemina Tzeres, is there? Leish B'Sukkah. That doesn't make any sense. Shemach Avdina L'chumra. So we sit, we don't make the broth. Yiskimach Kroner the Lecho be'erev at Shechashecha. However, when it comes to the night of Shina Tzeres, the person should refrain from eating until it's Tzvarei Laila. Because it's not Tzvarei Laila, you have a chiv that set Masukah, not mitzad this din of Yom Shmini, mitzad the Sabbath, maybe a Shvi. So here you are sitting in the day which mitzad din of Shvi, you're supposed to sit there and not making a bracha on it. So why do you want to get involved in that? So wait till Laila.
But if you say like Parshas Emor, there's shaykhus between, we don't say Shmini Atzeres, we just say Shmini, couldn't you possibly think then that there would be a reason to say Leishev if there's a connection between?
Yeah, but it's not the Leishev, it's 7 days.
Oh, really? It says that.
Oh, right.
Right.
Sorry. Right. Right. Right.
Right. Right.
Okay, but the evidence not the yod of a bear chamotzi lo yivorach leishem basukah. There are kibbutz chinuch tzeres with philosophy of mikdash. If you didn't wait, you would not say leishem. Barav mizman the shemitah tzeres regel b'fnei atzmo. You say shech yodo because the baisa. It is tenu yom. Okay, a lot of shara tzigun to be. So the Mishavur said the problem with is it looks like you're making it into a weekday, so it's a bizoin issue. There might be a more basic problem of a moisef issue. The mitzvah is being moisef onto the mitzvah. The mitzvah is 7 days, and here you are doing the 8th day, you're being moisef. So the more I ask the question, the more it says no. Since it's normal sometimes to eat outside, it doesn't look like you're being moisef. And you're not doing a kabbalah moisef, you're doing kabbalah this because of the zafik. Or because of the minute of, as if it were a suffix. But if that's the argument, then you have to add in that it's not obvious. So when you're sleeping there, which is obvious, that is, doesn't look like you're being moist. That's the Sharetzian in Zion. Mordechai b'shem review. I'm heavy tamarch le hakam b'shem. B'shem the nearer to my soul. I'm a mitzvah. B'shem gam bechilo. B'mashen mavorach to my b'shem. B'shem my sukkah. He can carry shein mechamel hazav the mitzvah. All good with the yadam making bracha of leishem b'sukkah on you for eating addresses the problem. That's the hacker. You're not doing the shein mitzvah. Otherwise, you would have made a bracha on it. Right? But you don't make a bracha on sleep. Hashem b'sheina. B'chayim b'sukkah gam ked em mavorach on leishena. Hey, carry. How is it obvious that you're not being moistened? Okay. So then the Mishabur bought a sheet that was holes, and therefore you don't need payers. So what's the argument? According to this argument we just said, that makes a lot of sense. But the word who rock the time of God, the Machir Mishena, should the less be a Hekero. So the Archive says, listen, if the argument is like the Rav Yoh, the whole reason why it's with this is because there's an hacker. The hacker is the lack of saying Leishim Basukah. So anything you would make a Leishim Basukah on, you have no hacker. So it's true by Shina, it's true by eating past less than a Kabeya, it's true by eating Paris. You all have the same problem, that you have no hacker. The word is something that people eat outside of in the porch, so you can eat fruit outside of the porch also. So that doesn't look like you'd be making a chol. But if the word is the hacker is built in the lack of leishim basukah, that then you'd have this chol. He said, some ruler make on that. So sleeping, we're machmirad, that's the minute, not the sleep. But eating Paris, we're not machmirad. So what's the difference? He says like this. Even the Paris are machmirad. There's no din of sleeping. You have a key of government sleeping in the sukkah. You don't make a broth. Eating fruit in the sukkah. You don't have a key of eating the sukkah. See, Mechol Mashina Teres Sukkah and Anir Kavaisim. Because you're not doing so much in Betzimach than sukkah. You're having a cup of water in the sukkah. Eating Paris in the sukkah. Mashiach and sleeping, which has a din sukkah, it looks like you're being Moisim in the sukkah. And you have no hacker of a lack of bro.
I can't do this. Okay,
that's that. Then he says, let's go back. Take a look at the Sivkot and Dalit.
Sivkot and Dalit. Back in the shirt. Yeah.
So he said, some say Billy have Zip and Sukkah. Shabur quotes it. Many refer to Yafi Zip and Sukkah, and some say it's not Kedai, right? Because you're making it like a weekday. So what's the first sheet of hope? After Mordechai Hebe B'Shem Rabbi Yoshe and Lishon Afna Shrindi B'Sukkah Shol Yehi Nira Kamoisiv. Now in brackets he says everybody gets not a Moisiv, it's just a Nira Kamoisiv. Skip the brackets. Kostum is Yosef. So how do you answer that? Sosmi Shari Poiskim V'Lachilkul B'Zem Masha L'Sir L'Hupa. Okay, they don't mention anything, any difference. But so they hold that you do sleep. Okay, that's the Buddha. Can we see Yosef? Finally, Rabbi Shakosa, the Hachi Hattik Alabush, Alisa Basuki, quite quotes the Rabbi Yah. The Shubla Raw, Divya Good, didn't see that good. Shom Daito, the servant of the Beis Yosef. The Hirabah holds it to Beis Yosef, and you sleep in the sukkah. Hey Kosev, in the Kuryak, Hey Mashal, Mahalacha Brura, Kenadas Agro, Kamashamu, Mishwab, Chayonim, Mishwab, Chayonim, Mishwab, Chayonim, Mishwab, 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 So you have to add in this connection that we said that the people say you have to sleep in the sukkah, believe there's an element of normalcy sometimes to sleep in the sukkah. So that lakara should mean that if you're living in a place that's very cold at night time and not being there pachlal to sleep in the sukkah, then you should not do that. Now, why isn't it moisa? Why is it only near a moisa? So it's the seat of brackets. I'm a moisa mamash lehabi, the kuliyam. It's not moisa. Why? The Abinu Mirsha Shana after the fast, the Shalom is mano, and over El Kim Niskav, and the Hoysa Mashemitsu. Bachlu Aloy Oysa Rachmi Tam Sofik Shem Hushmi. That if it's man mitzvah, it fills man mitzvah, and you're moisa, so you're over. Even without any kibbonim. What is after this man mitzvah? You're only Oysa. Only over this about Toysif if you recover the shame Timboisif, which you're not. I'm saying I'm doing it because there's a minute Israel to Machmer on the Suffolk Shemini. So next thing we are
living is
fine.
So you're saying Mosif is not adding an extra day here to sleep in the sukkah, it's within.
It's a Nirka Mosif. So a person will come on the seventh day of sukkahs and add in extra minim into the dollar minim. Not the same mitzvah. His problem is he moist over the mitzvah. And he takes the lulam on day 8, it's not the mitzvah anymore.
Right?
So he's not over. If he does it become one of the shame mitzvah, he's over.
Uh-huh.
So the same thing comes to sleeping. It's not sukkahs anymore. It's not sleeping. You see, if I hold it, no, I would like to add another day to the Torah. Good, so now you have a problem. You bring moist over the mitzvah. Torah says 7, you say 8. If you're not doing the Shem Mitzvah,
right.
See, during the 7 days, it would be Shaykh HaHusafa, which is not. But it would be, even not come on, you'd be over. What's the after this man? You'll never be come on.
Because the mitzvah is just Kamana, just because.
Well, so the Mura says that to say that you're over in the text of Mano, he will not come on because the old man's danger is come on. So, but after this man, Betzel's not this man of mitzvah. So, a person decides in the middle of summer to go into a sukkah, it's not called much of the mitzvah. He wants to have a sukkah. Right? So it's not called. So, if a person does it, because he says that God gave me a new day, new mitzvah sitting in the sukkah on the 16th of Av, you got a problem. This is the second time. This is an Eretz Yisrael, right? So this is Shmini. This is simple Torah for that. Second, the first thing you lay until the end. Sheni b'shemereshit al hashemur l'kimasis till the end of the first, till the end of the seventh day. Shishi b'yam hashmini tzeres. Welcome, Shoshin, Shnei Yomim Tovim. Chutz Loritz. Tzimtzim B'yom Rishon. Al Shnei Sorim. Then on Shmini Atzeres, two Sorim are taken out. Karim Echad Mechisha Parshas Re'ei. Laying parshas of A, even called before, from the called before to the end. In Shabbos, Shiva Maskil Me'aser Tasir. It falls out on Shabbos. Then it's 7 only, it's not 5, and you start earlier. Our minute, because we always start Aser Tasir. We'll see about Mishabur. After Karei, Mashani, B'yam Hashmi, that's it. After Malach, Ma'ikin, Kalois, Shlomoi. After Sorba, Ever Kaddish, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch let me take Ash. Okay. Let me show you a test. Current bath. cover current commission, you say five aliyahs, like he says on Shemini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz. Kilkamei, the rest is still ancient. I know some rak yamech and yamtim. Well, also yamtim and tostara. Like the current was such a bracha. Tostara minig lahaisim al kudim. Kli yamtim and tostara. Reish may beis. Minig was to add more aliyahs, more than fat nafat. So there's a madrash that the sudden time is a guy, so when they finish and they don't start again, but that's it's a time against guy. So we don't give the sudden that argument. To lasso, so when Nichols say Vatar Shlish is eighth law, or Machatikadish. You leave the second Tevatar on the Bima, put the third Tevatar next to it and say Chatikadish, and then you lay Mafti. In Chutz La'aretz, where Shmini Atzeres is not simple sterile, so on the first day, Shmini Atzeres, you lay in the Kol HaBachor. What am I skilling? Aser Taser Filokal Bechol. Why is that? Yimnei Shuzman Maisus Umat Nesaviyam. It's the end of the whole season. The harvest has been done. It's been out in the fields. It's drying. It dried out. You bring it into the house. That's when you receive garments and then give chumas and maestros. So we lay the parshias of Aser Taser, which are the chiyuvim. Make sure that you do your chiyuvim of giving all chumas and maestros. Amidi Abedim Kvar Berech Adai Talikus Kol HaBachor Ein Tzarech Las. The person made a mistake. They're planning to read Kol HaBachor. So you read Kol HaBachor. Okay. Shiva. The Shabbos, then you learn Aser Taser, and you learn seven aliyahs. You see a parsha with a Mishra. If you learn the whole parsha over five aliyahs, well, you remember Kaddish. You don't say Kaddish. We ask of you, Krishna Oilim, Akapon Oilachot, Levad, Amafta. You give one more aliyah, or two more aliyahs. And you read again what you read already. And then, or you'll count them after as number seven. Remember Kaddish. If you already said the Kaddish, Koshal is Silica Sefer. Yach Sabikra, remember Kaddish, Pam Shemes. If you have not taken the Sefer down, you continue reading again until you get your seventh room, you'll say Kaddish again. You see the Sefer, you took away the first Sefer. You go left with the Sefer of Shemes. Yach Sabikra, my Parshas, Aser Taser. So you'll get your two more aliyahs in. You'll roll that sefer to Aser Taser. You'll read Parsha Aser Taser for him. And then you'll read, you'll roll that sefer to Mafter, and you'll lay Mafter. Taser. You say the first, you lay the first, use the first sefer, finish it off, set the second sefer. There's a Kaddish, Katzikadish, Aser, Skirb the Shamas, Irma Avarachim, and the Bush. We say Avarachim. We say Yisker. The Makar Shem Hashem Ruach. We're the opposite of Kufi Dalai Shem. Announcements and discussions.